And welcome back to the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and I'm barely here. You probably can hear it in my voice as we go through the course of this podcast tonight. I'm a little sick because I haven't kept my ass home all month. Oh, well, I'll say the last 30 days because I've been traveling a little bit. Living life. I mean, this is what it's about. And it took me a long time to think that, to think I deserve to do anything for myself. And so that's where I am right now. I'm like, okay, you only live once. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. And I'm not rich by any means. But if I can do it, damn it, I'm going to do it. So, but then with that, all that, not sleeping or eating correctly, comes a little illness. So I picked up something while I was in Atlanta, and we'll get to that. And and so I'm not feeling 100%. I don't feel like I'm dying, but I'm just not right. And I've been trying to, you know, how Serena Williams, when she's not winning a tennis match, she keeps on, and she plays herself through it. So that's what I'm doing. I'm keeping on, because to be responsible, this is for me. It doesn't apply to everyone. You have to, you know, if you're gonna play hard, you need to work hard. And when you do these things, you got to also do the things that allow you to go on trips or take a vacation or do the fun stuff. So you can't do the fun stuff without doing the hard stuff. It doesn't work that way. But I hope you guys are doing good. Like I said, I've been doing a lot, but I wanted to do some podcasts while I was out of town. Of course, it didn't work out that way because I was busy. not that I didn't want to talk to you guys, because I did. I was just doing a lot in Atlanta. But then on top of that, I think I told you guys last week, maybe Thursday, that I had a lot of work to catch up on from my vacation the week before, 2 weeks ago, when I went to Chicago. And I've been doing that. And I actually, believe it or not, when I came back in town yesterday, I went straight to the office. But aren't I a good employee? My boss probably doesn't think that, but I think I'm a pretty good employee. I did what I was supposed to do. Although, then she tells me, oh, what'd you come in for? You didn't come in here. I'm like, well, I got a snarky-ass email from you, so I thought I should bring my black ass in here before I was fired. She's like, nah, you okay. So, but then I after I found that out, I just picked up on myself and I came on home, rested up, went to bed relatively early, yesterday, and, today I worked, I worked all day, off around three. I took off around three, and then I came home and laid down some more. So I'm feeling better now than I did yesterday. But it's a little bit of my chest is still. Y'all don't want to hear about that. Y'all want to hear about the controversy that happened while I was in Atlanta. But it's not only controversy in Atlanta doing Dragon Con, my first ever complete event. Kim Davis is back on the news. She was released. So we're going to talk about that. And scientists are always doing shit, you know, and they're ready to awaken or wake up a 30,000-year-old virus to study it. You know, how many ways can that go wrong? So we want to talk about that, talk about that article. And also, we're going to talk about my hijinks in the stripper club. So that should be interesting as well. So, you guys, sit back and relax. You know, you can always join us here live in the chat room. And then we'll hang out and we'll talk about all that good stuff. excuse me. And I don't know. Hopefully, I won't have to cut this short because, like I said, I'm not feeling the best. Which it's been a long time since I've gotten sick at an event, but I don't think it was the event itself. I think it was just I've been doing too much and my body hasn't had a chance to not even heal. I think heal is the wrong word. My body hasn't had a chance to recuperate and rest from everything I've put it through. And so I think that's what I'm going through. So anyhow, with no further ado, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about all that juicy stuff surrounding my Atlanta and podcast controversy. We'll be back. And I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stoppers, and our names are deaf. C, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now here's a little something about nosy people. It's not real hard, it's plain and simple. Baby D. Supersonic. Supersonic. Rhymes are creating, and everybody knows that JJ Faz devastating. We know you like us, girl, so you better get sterile, cause we are the home chicks that are rocking your world. Supersonic. Supersonic. Supersonic is a word when people start to listen, especially bigger people, they pay close attention. You might not believe it, you might not even buy it, but when it comes to our lady, you might even try it. Supersonic. Supersonic. Now all you supersonic people try to bite our rhymes. You may think that you are deaf, but you're way behind. So you better listen good to what we have to say, cause when it comes to JJ Fad, you can get no play. Supersonic. Now he's the freshest DJ from coast to coast. My man can cut and scratch, but I don't mean to boast. He may be a little light, but that's okay, cause when he cuts to the beat, it sounds this way. Hit it. Supersonic. Supersonic. I know you will like you. That's it. JG Fan with Supersonic. That used to be my tune back in 1989. And I used to pop and do the butt and all that kind of good stuff. You know, the young people call it twerking now. But when I was in school, we called it doing the butt. Y'all ain't made up nothing new. We already been there. Anyhow, welcome back to the Bop 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 Podcast. My name is David. And I thank each and every one of you guys for joining me or listening to me whenever, wherever, however you're checking out the show. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Don't forget, you can always catch past shows on iTunes at the 5x5 Podcast Late Night, or the 5x5 Late Night, I believe. Just follow the link here on the show or go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. Or send me a tweet at the 5x5, where the fives are numerical, just like our blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com. And if you go to iTunes and subscribe and give us a review or a star or something, I'll love you for life. Trust me, I will. Anyhow, interesting things happening in the news. And I'm actually tired of hearing this particular story because, for one, it's so very offensive that people are buying it. But because I talked about Kim Davis last week, not that people are buying it. People want to believe what they're told. They don't want to go the extra step to find out if what they're being told is correct. Sheep. I just think they're sheep. I've never been a follower. Never have been. Never will be. I've always did what my heart led me to do, or what I found out through research or whatever to do that was the right thing. And so all this martyrism has been given to Kim Davis because she was thrown in jail for not doing her job. And let me say this, because one of the senators, a senator here from Indiana, close to where I live, I can't even think of his name. His senator, he's from Waitsville, Indiana. He went there today to support her being released. Either today or yesterday. It was yesterday. And he was saying that people who own their own businesses and run their jobs shouldn't be forced to provide services to someone that goes against their beliefs, whether it's a Christian belief. Against their Christian belief. And I just laugh at that because, again, you're one of the people that has been told something but didn't take the extra step to, like, okay, I know what y'all been told, but let me read it for myself. And while I'm there, let me read the whole passage. And you know I'm talking about those wonderful little passages in Leviticus. Leviticus is probably the most popular book of the Bible nowadays, right? Revelation used to be the popular book because everybody was thinking that the world was going to end, but now it's Leviticus. No, but he's one of those people that, you know, I'm going to take that passion because somebody told me, but I'm not going to research, I'm not going to look, I'm not going to read anything else, or I refuse to listen, you know, to either, even though you kind of know it's already true, to anything else about the subject. So he says, I'm supporting her because, you know, when you run your business, you know, you shouldn't have to cater to something that goes against your strongly held religious convictions. I get it. That's fine. I understand. Because, like, with the whole, when gay marriage was made legal, and Governor Mike Pence here in the state of Indiana before it was made legal, we were going through legislation in Indiana to have Indiana recognize gay marriages. And he made this law, the religious freedom law here in Indiana, that excluded discrimination against same-sex couples. And people are saying, well, they're going to, gay people are going to go to a pizza place. The pizza place, I forget what it was called, was saying that they weren't going to cater a gay wedding they would close their business down instead. For one, we've talked about this before. No gay couple is coming to your pizza shop for have you to cater the wedding. Even one of those 700 club people even said that. But he's crazy as hell. This is the same thing. I get it. I'm not coming to you. If you do not like me, what is there to me to gain? And I like gay people have some gay people have a problem with this. I just don't. If you don't want to give me services, then why would I want to give you money? You hate me. So I'm not giving you a dime. I'm going to patronize somebody who, I wouldn't say embraces my lifestyle, who thinks nothing of it. It's just another transaction. And I'm okay with that. And furthermore, you know, we need to, just like white people, we need to patronize our gay businesses, you know, to show people we don't have to spend our money, you know, in the mainstream. You know, we'll go over here to RuPaul's to get our stuff, you know. But, and I've said all this before, and so he was going on saying that she runs her own business. That's not true, and you're an idiot for saying that. So everybody listen, and listen clearly for all you Kim Davis supporters. She doesn't run her own business. She is an elected official that is elected to a position. She doesn't own it. She didn't start it, and it's not her business. So if you're using that, it would be different if she was a caterer. I guess we'll go back to that. A caterer in that town, and people were trying to make, after the law for gay marriages was passed by the Supreme Court, and they tried to make her. Dude, I have an issue with that. I don't. You hate me. I'm not going over there to you. But again, like I said last week, when did Christianity, which I'm a Christian, when did Christianity make you better than thou, make you better than the other person? You know, when did it become so exclusive that we're in this private club that we can't embrace everyone that we were told to embrace? Everyone. And it's just bad that unfortunately people have to be told something and not do the extra stuff to give them knowledge. Like, I don't like people telling me anything. For one, I'm a Virgo, and so like, again, you have to do the research. You have to have the due diligence to go out and seek the information and find out what the hell is really going on, what this is really about. And it's not about her religious liberties, because again, if she was so convicted, and I'll say this one more time, if she was so convicted, she wouldn't be giving marriage licenses to a whole lot of people for a whole lot of different reasons. What Kim Davis needs to do, other than get her hair done and change her wardrobe, she needs to go away. You're not a good person, and God doesn't need you standing up for him. You know, he needs you to do what he told you to do, as in being a good missionary and loving thy neighbor. That's what he told you to do. He didn't tell you, well, I'm going to let you use this one verse, but the children that I love, that I created, I'm going to let you, the ones that don't hold steadfast to that one verse, I'm gonna allow you to hate on them and treat them like they're second class people. He didn't tell you to do that. I don't care whatever Christian out there, he did not tell y'all to do that. God didn't tell y'all to do that, and you need to stop it, because you're gonna have a rude awakening when you have to be judged for what you've done here on this earth. So be careful, because you're ready to be extinct in your beliefs. And the only thing I said about that, I don't want the Bible that was made to make us better people, used to, as a metaphor on how to live. You know, the times have changed. I believe some of the things in the Bible. I can't say that I believe everything. Maybe I will get some discernment, and I will, you know, something will be shown to me in the cosmos. I'm like, oh, well, okay, that might be true then, you know. But Kim Davis, go away. You're not a good person. You need to leave your position. You need to resign. Because again, if you're so convicted and this goes against everything that you stand for, then take yourself out of that situation and free your mind. Enough about that bitch. Hey, Zach. I was on my Kim Davis soapbox tonight. I'm going to stop talking about that hoe because she's doing way too much. And people are tired of her, self-included. But I hope you had a good weekend. Did you do anything fun? You know, I went to Atlanta. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you guys about my Atlanta trip, Dragon Con, stripper hijinks, Atlanta fun, and what you know, what you don't know about grits. And that's going to be interesting in itself. It's the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. It's Remy Ma, baby. I'm Conceited. That is one of those songs that always brings me back to the moment. When I moved to Atlanta, several years after I moved to Atlanta, this song was very, very popular. It's about Remy Ma, although her ass went to jail for cracking some bitch. She either stabbed somebody or cracked somebody over the head with a champagne bottle or some nonsense. Stop it. But that's my Atlanta song. It's so funny because my best friend, when I was in Atlanta, he's like, well, here, bring back some memories, and he turned this song on. And I'm like, hey, these are my shit, you know. So so I'm like, yeah, that's one of my Atlanta songs. And there's a couple more, like, what's the one song by Mary J. Blige? She says, stepping out tonight with my people, everyone's fly. That was the going out song for us when we was ready to go out for the night. But baby, let me tell you, Atlanta was hot. It was fun. I miss Atlanta. I miss home. I like I said, I can still consider Atlanta my home. And because I, like I said this before, it's a little bit redundant, but I turned the page and my two best friends live there. You know, one female, one male. I hadn't been there since 2013. And almost 2 years ago. And I was like, I miss my home. I miss doing this. I miss being around my friends. I miss laughing. I miss hanging out. I miss being shady. You know, I miss being catty. I even miss some of the clubs. You know, even though I'm a man of a particular age and I claim I don't like going out. But this was a special weekend, so I had to go out. But like I said, the drive. Ugh, that drive. I was so tired. I didn't leave here Friday morning until was it 9 o'clock? Nine ish. And I'm like, okay, that'd get me to Atlanta by 3 my time, 4 their time. I left at 8. I left at 8. Before rush hour. I'm still left. I left at 7:30. Nothing makes a difference. It was going to get me there like at 1 or 2. 3 o'clock the time before rush hour. And I think it's going to be perfect. I hopped on the road because I was gassed up. I had went to the bank. I was ready to get on the road. I'm driving. And I was like, I hate this fucking drive. I hate driving to Atlanta from here. You know, it's what a fool you, and I think this is what's been happening. The OnStar will say is 5 hours and 15 minutes, which is really 6 hours it's really 6 hours and 15 minutes. Because no, that's right, because you would lose an hour going down there because they're an hour ahead of us. So scratch that, we won't say that because it's not true. Anyhow, but I just hate that drive. You know, the drive from here to Tennessee, which is like right there, the Kentucky-Tennessee border, is not bad. They've shaved off probably 20 minutes of your trip because they don't take you through that little town. I guess it's Hopkinsville right there. You go around it and you automatically end up on 24. Before, you had to get on 57, old 41, and hop, then take the exit to get up on, I-24 East. And so that was cool. Made it through that. Got through Nashville relatively easy. Although it was a little bit. No, I didn't. Get to Nashville, parking lot for the exit to get up on I-24 that takes you through Nashville on to Chattanooga, the way to Chattanooga. And the parking lot. I'm like, this is the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen in my life. Why am I stopped? You know, they're always doing shit, and I knew last year when I went to Nashville, that was a problem. So I kind of had worked that into my plans, but that took me another 20 minutes just to get up there. But getting through Nashville normally can be a headache and really, really horrible. It wasn't too bad. I flew through Nashville, and I was rolling. When I say I was rolling, I was making great time getting because the thing is, once I get this drive done, I'll be good once this drive is over. And so that little long stretch between Nashville and Chattanooga, which includes the mountains, and that was even relatively easy. I got behind some stupid trucks, you know. So get through Chattanooga without any problem. Hopped on 75 south going down to Georgia. Stopped at my, I've always stopped at this BP gas station in Dalton, Georgia. Always stopped there. Ever since I lived in Atlanta, coming back and forth, I've always stopped at, that's the, like the last little, there's like an hour left in your trip once you're in Dalton. Hour 15, depending on where you are. And so stopped there, refreshed up. So got down 74, 75. So and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm making such a good time. I'm ready to get there. I'm going to wear it out. It's going to be fun. Stopped in Acworth parking lot. All I can see is tail lights as far as I can see. And this is at Acworth. Now, for you people living at, from the city to Acworth, you know, that's what, 20, 25 miles? I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? And it was going so slow. There was a car fire or something. Something always happens on 75 South. It always does. And a lot of people were coming in town because it was a holiday weekend. It was Friday. People were coming in town. So I should have planned a little bit better. If I had left at 4 o'clock like I wanted to, I would have bypassed all that. But everything happens for a reason. I was able to get some better directions to get to my friend's house. Because my own star was telling me to do one thing. And then, because I was checking to see how bad the traffic was on my phone. And then I'm like, well, let me hit navigation so it can see if it'll take me around this traffic. But it didn't. But then I left it on. So I immediately leaving it on, it's telling me to do another thing. Anyhow, I found where I needed to go. Again, relatively easy. And then my Atlanta trip began. And my best friend says, you ready? And I'm like, well, yeah. He's like, so what are we doing tonight? Since we was doing Dragon Con only one day, I said, well, let's go to the strip club tonight. That's what I want to do. I want to see if every gay man around knows what Swingin' Richards is. And if you haven't been, you need to go because they're off the chain. I mean, off the motherfucking shizow. So we prepared and I got all cute. And you know what? I need to buy me another, that shirt I wore when I was in Chicago. I woke up like this that everybody loved. Well, I didn't see it all week. Well, I didn't see it Friday night. Wore that shirt. It was real cute and everybody was giving me attention. And every time I tipped a stripper, and yes, he did tip a stripper. Because here at this bar, I think I told you guys this a little bit last week. At this bar, they have like 6 dancers up at a time. And they, every song, they play 3 songs for the set. And every, say the first song, they're fully clothed. Second song, they go down to underwear. Third song, they're completely naked. And the funny thing is, I didn't know this, but they don't have to take their clothes all the way off if they don't have at least $10 that they've been tipped. That's the house rule. Or, as a courtesy to the other dancers, somebody's already naked, to entice more people to come up, you can go ahead and get naked too. But these boys wanted to get booty butt naked, because I don't remember seeing everybody having $10. And my best friend, and then a friend of ours, of his, met us. Well, we all went over there, and it was fun. And my best friend hates strippers, but me and the other guy, we happen to like them. And to me, it's funny because you can, again, I've told you guys this before, you can tell which strippers are straight and you can tell which strippers are gay. And honestly, there's more straight than gay. And the whole interesting thing about it. And I hate saying this because I think it's bad to use in our community. The whole gay for pay thing is so subversive. Clearly, gay for pay, you know. Because a lot of them, if there's a girl there, they'll focus on the girl, which they're not supposed to. But there was people walking around with a wrecked... Well, I ain't say people. There was one that was coming around our table. He had an erection. I'm like, oh, child, you're doing too much. You know, but he was really aggressive. He was like... boom, 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 pow, pow, pow. I like that. You can't do that to me because I ain't gonna let you get all over me in front of a crowd, a room full of crowd, a people. That's not how, I'm a little shy when it comes to stuff like that. Not that I wouldn't like it. I just need everybody watching me, right? And so, and so he was walking around, and some of these guys are absolutely drop dead gorgeous, like model gorgeous. And so then I see the ones I wanted to tip. I tipped this one over here, and I tipped this one over here. So this one, when I went to this one, he was Latino, and he's like, "You woke up like this?" And sometimes I forget I had that shirt on, and I'm like, "What?" And I get really blonde girl, and I'm like, "What? What are you talking about?" And he says to me, he's like, "Your shirt, I woke up like this too." I'm like, so then I want to flirt. I'm like, "Oh, you woke up fine. That's what you did." And he laughed. He's like, "I like you. You're fun." I'm like, "I try to be." He's like, "I'm gonna come see you." Okay, whatever. It stuff all in my face. I'm like, "Oh, here's your dollar. I gotta go." And so I sit back down, you know, have a cocktail or whatever. And all of a sudden, I feel these big arms embrace me. I'm like, "Oh." He's like, "Hey, Poppy." I'm like, "Oh, hey, what's up?" You know. And so he of course he pulled down my pants again. He says, "You know, this is a 9.5 inches of Puerto Rican heat, baby." I'm like, "Yes, I know. I can see it. It's all there." And so, I'm not going to get too much into this. He's like, can I give you a private dance? Because they want $20 for a private dance. But like, you know what? Tina Turner did it. She said she was a private dancer, dancing for money. So, you know, I was thinking about it. So... And so, do you like that, Zach? You like that story? And so, I'm like, "Well, let me think about it." You know, and you had to, he said, "I'm going to find you." He's like, "You're so much fun. I like you." But I'm like, "You just trying to get in my wallet. And I ain't trying to do all that." So, all of a sudden, this one little boy, he was of age, comes through, he grabs, our friend that was sitting at the table with us, and obviously our friend goes there a lot because they know him. But my friend is paid like that; he can go in there and drop some money, so they go to where the money is. And so he snatches him up and grabs him. He's like, "I'll be right back." When I tell you this motherfucker was gone for an hour and a half, I'm like, "What are you back there doing?" Because it's the VIP room, and I'm like, "I got to go back there and see what's going on because inquiring minds want to know, right?" And so. By this time, little Latin Poppy had rolled back over there. He says, "Are you ready?" He grabs my hand. He pretty much jakes. I'm like, "I can go ahead." Because if you go back in the back, it sounds so seedy, but it's not as, well, no, it is seedy. If you go back in the back room, it's a VIP area. That's what it is. And it's, I wouldn't say intimate is the right word. No, intimate is the right word. when you go back there, it's a little more space. We're gonna say space, and so they can do the little private dance. And when I tell you, they touch stuff that don't belong to them. And but the thing is, and everybody asked me about my cologne. I get that question. The two times I wore it, people asked me what cologne I had on, and people were grabbing my chestises, and I'm like, you know, I'm a Christian girl, I can't be letting y'all defile me like that. and so I go back there, and he sits me down, of course, and the funny part of me, because you know he likes to tell jokes, the funny part of me just kinds of I think it's funny. I get a kick out of it, because you're probably straight, you know, but here you're working hard for the money like Donna Summers, and you're trying to get them coins, and he's, you know, taking his clothes off or whatever. Beautiful body. And he's like, "What do you have on?" And he said, "What is that smell?" And then goes up my shirt. I'm like, "Hey, I need you to stop all that, because I pay you for that." You know, he's like, "Oh no, I like these." I'm like, "You know what, I'm gonna need you to stop, you know, because I kind of like it. Anyhow, and so, but this cologne, I went to Gorman's. If you have a Gorman's in your city, there's a cigarette. You guys might, if you're Latino, I know you know about it because that's how where I got it from. And this guy should have known because all the Latinos in Georgia wear it. It's called Cubano Gold, or it's in, and the tube is like, it's shaped like a cigar. And it smells really good. It's very clean smelling. It's cheap because it's not all 99 cents. But I got more comments on that than my Kenneth Cole Black. Tell me about that. And that's $40. No, $49.99 to be exact. So that was a lot. I get a lot more compliments on that cologne, and he was all about it. I'm like, oh, you're doing too much. And of course, he did his little thing, and I'm like, and a bit, I was like, hold up.
I like a tornado, girl.
He was spinning around. I'm like, ooh, too much, too much. And then he dropped the mic. He's like, well, you know, we can go back in the private room. For $200, child. I knew if he had done one more spin or one more jiggle, and I would have been back. And I'm like, yeah, no, I might come back tomorrow. He said, I tell you what, this is what the man told me. I ain't lying. I'd make this up. I got his phone number in my phone right now. Who goes to strip club gets numbers from the strippers? He does. He says, my name is XYZ, and put my phone number in your phone, and when you come back tomorrow, I will comp you to get into the building. I'm like, baby, I might have to go on back over there. It didn't happen, but it was nice. But then there's more to that story. There's more to that story when we come back, but it was just a fun night, hanging out with the strippers. We stayed all night, and of course, and like I said, see all these men walking around with the dinglings hanging out, and there's a lot of shit going on. Like, Lord, this is too much for the. I had forgotten, you know, but I. Got back up to speed real quick, baby. Anyhow, when we come back, we're going to talk about our subsequent nights in Atlanta and also Dragon Con and the controversy for me surrounding it. It's the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be back.
Cause I made you feel so good. You must regret. Cause I made you find your hurt. You must regret. Cause I was cool with being your trophy. You must regret. Cause now you look so dumb to the homies.
So I had the black card that got you a black card that made you a trap star.
Then you got too big for me.
Just retire, you won't get no high.
I'm not the one you wanna play with. Tryna come back to me, play it, save it. Can't play it, play it, man, you I made it.
I was saying oh when I left the strip club on Friday night. It was a fun time here, and I'm thinking about, you know, it's kind of person I am. I'm like, I had so much fun. I'll go to Atlanta once a month. I got that much vacation time that I could go. Well, I could go down there and stay 2 weeks if I want to because I got the most vacation time. But I ain't doing that. But I'm probably gonna go back for Pride. I had just looked it up. It's October 10th and 11th, and go see my stripper boyfriend, right? Zach thinks I should go back and move there in November, and he'll come and hang out with me, him and his partner. That'd be perfect. Don't think, because I can transfer with my job down there. Don't think I haven't looked, because I have. But there's too much things, too many things going on here. Even though that's a hope and a dream, if anything would to go down here that wouldn't be very good, I will eventually live back in Atlanta, Georgia. That's just going to happen, and it's going to happen before I turn 50. I can't stay in the city much longer. I hate it here, but right now I have to do what I got to do, and I can transfer laterally with my job. So, that being said, that was the Friday, the introductory night to back into Atlanta, and it was fun. So, the next day, we go to Dragon Con. I'm so excited because in my mind, I'm going to see Felicia Day, Stephen Amell again, Robbie Amell, John Barrowman, Christian Bauer Van Stratton, which I did get to see her, Amber Benson, all these people. I've never been to Dragon Con. If I had to rate Dragon Con against all the cons that I've been to up until this moment, and my favorite con would have been, it's a Wizard World con. It's probably, Indie PopCon was really good in 2014. With Indie PopCon, Chicago Wizard World, and Nashville Wizard World at the top, getting eights for fun, things to do, location. I would give them a solid eights. Indie PopCon probably gets an 8.5 because I think they did better than Wizard World. Dragon Con's gonna get a 3 for me. It was horrible. And I know there are a lot of Dragon Con fans. I don't mean to talk about you guys. I know you guys would love it. But for people who have never experienced it before, although I lived in Atlanta, I should have known. This weekend was a weekend in Atlanta that had a lot of people in town. Over 600,000 people went to the city of Atlanta this weekend. That was Black Gay Pride, some kind of art convention, and then Dragon Con. And the problem with Dragon Con for me, they don't have there's a ton of convention centers in Atlanta. Pick one and go there. I guess you're trying to cater to the people who fill up the hotels and use their rooms to have your events in. It's not working. You need a localized area outside of the city because excuse me, too many people. Too many people. Like Chicago Wizard World knew, okay, we can only do, so they sold out. We can only do so many. This is it. We're done. We're not selling any more tickets. They need to take a page out of the book, because there was so many people at Dragon Con, it wasn't enjoyable. There was so much walking to different buildings, you know, in the heat, up and down the streets, again, with this mass. And when I say mass of people, it wasn't enjoyable for me. I like to know, and they gave these little books out for like programming. It was in, I don't know what the smallest font that you can use, but they use it and expect you to read it and then figure out where everything was at. We did find the room where the celebrities were, which was cool, but you registered in one hotel at the Sheraton, and then everything else was at the Hilton, and then you had to go somewhere else for that was at the Hyatt. And then if you wanted to go to the vendor room just to buy shit, it was at the America's Mart. So, and here's the problem with the America's Mart. I don't know what it is. It's like, I've never been in the America's Mart. I don't know how big it is. It's clearly it's not big enough, because there was a line to go shop. Where the hell they do that at? There was a line to go shop. And when I tell you it was a line, I'm not giving it enough credit. That line went 2-3 blocks one way, and then another 3-4 blocks another way. Wrapping around up and down the street. It was a 3-4 hour line just to go buy stuff in the bin. I didn't get to get in there. When I go to these cons, I like to go shop. You know, I like to go look for the pop figures. I like to go look for the comic books. I couldn't even get in the freaking building because there was a freaking line that long. And we went back twice. We're like, we're not doing it. And it was too hot. In Atlanta, come on. Yeah, it's too hot in September, in Atlanta to be standing outside in a freaking line. Which was surprising, the Walk of Fame where all the celebrities were, it was easy to negotiate. But the real big celebrities, you couldn't find out where they were. No John Barrowman, no Stephen Amell. I did get to see everybody. Robbie Amell is really, really tiny. But not tiny, tiny, he's thin. He's very thin. Took a picture with Kristen Bauer Van Stratton because you know she's Maleficent right now on Once Upon a Time. So that was cool. I think she called me fat because we're taking the picture and she's like, oh, I like taking pictures of you. You make me look so small. I said, excuse me? And my best friend's like, I think she calls you fat in the law. I'm like, hey, ain't nobody watching your show no more. Heifer. Is that Maleficent hat squeezing your head too tight, Heifer? You know, but she was okay. She was fun. She looked really the same and very, they're all very thin. I did see Felicia Day, Amber Benson, and I don't know why they wheeled Nichelle Nichols out in a casket. I got in so much trouble for saying that to somebody. I'm like, she looks dead. Will y'all please let her stop doing these events? Because, I mean, I felt sorry for her because she's really, really old. But they all are very old. Who else do we see? Oh, we see Ichabod Crane from the show Sleepy Hollow. I've finally seen John Wesley Shipp in person. Remember the original Flash? He is on Flash now. Kate Cassidy, who plays Black Canary on Arrow. Who else was there that I was shocked to see? Oh, the Ghost Hunter people. They were there. And Steve Tango looks a lot better in person than he does on TV. A lot better than he looked. They all looked a lot better than they did on TV, except for the gay one with the blonde hair. Who else was there? But again, it's that whole, they're hustling. You know, how are you going to charge me $20 for a selfie? Their prices for pictures and stuff were cheaper than Wizard World, though. We'll have to say that. They get a point for that. And the room where all the celebrity was, it was one room to where you could walk around the perimeter and see everybody. You couldn't stop and you couldn't take pictures, but you could walk around and peek and see. And Felicia's Day's line was long. Arrow's, Robbie Amell's line was long. Trying to figure out who was all on that one side. A lot of people. Oh, remember Supergirl, who played Supergirl on Smallville? She was there. She's really tiny. I thought she was a little person. She was so small. She was there because I guess she has that show Bitten now. Harry Kim was there from Voyager. Barry Bostic obviously goes to all of them. Chewbacca was there. Some people from Battlestar Galactica that I did know. And then some voice actors and things, but and then like the three Ursula and Cruella DeVille, the real actress, her hair was laid. She was laid on her little in her seat. They was all together, but that was it about that with the celebrities. It was okay. I liked that better than some of the Wizard World ones, where they're kind of spread out in a big room and really can't see, and the lines are really, really horribly long. But everybody's line wasn't long, and I get to see at least one person that I like from television, and then compete with the rest of them. And then we decided that we was going to do a panel, and the one panel was about to start, and we're like, where's line at? Oh, they're like, oh, it's outside and around the building. Are you kidding me? So we were like, no, we're not going to do that. We'll come back for the Arrow panel. They wouldn't tell you where it was. They had horrible signing. Nobody knew where anything was. And thing is, for to be an event that they've had there for years and years and years, y'all can do better on signing. Everything was written in bad penmanship. And it was just, I'm like, this is kind of horrible. I did make the highlight of one of the reasons I went to have stuff signed was Rebecca Isaacs. And she is the artist behind the Buffy the Vampire Slayer comic book. So I did get to have her sign my copies of Buffy. And then she made me a sketch in my sketchbook. So that was a plus. That was a big plus for that interaction with her. She was really, really nice. And we chatted with her for a little bit. But even that, excuse me, even that area where the artists were, it was just so many people. Excuse me. So we were done. We were done with Comic-Con. It wasn't enjoyable. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't drink from the home. It wasn't enjoyable to participate in because it was all over the place. And nothing was organized. I will never, unless they go to a convention center, I will never go back to Dragon Con, ever. You heard it from me first. I'll never go. Never. Even if I were to stay and get a free room in the host hotel, I still wouldn't go. That's how bad it was. Although we did get to see some interesting things on the train, drunks and whatnot. Had some fabulous food while I was in Atlanta. Got to go to my favorite restaurant. And when I tell y'all, I had some food. We went to breakfast the night we went out. I went to breakfast and got them Waffle House biscuits. You know, who goes to Waffle House to get biscuits? But their biscuits are laid, right? Got my life with them. And then went to a hamburger bar called Grub. That was good. Went to another restaurant for breakfast called Kaleidoscope, and I have never had grits. My best friend, he's like, David, I've never eaten grits before until I ate them here. Taste these grits. When I taste these grits, I had to order my own bowl. I've never had grits in my life. I'm like, are they playing with these grits? Because they were good. They were really, really, really good. And then I had some kind of southern fried chicken biscuit sandwich with raspberry jelly. I wanted to go punch the chef right in the face. It was so good, right? So I had a lot of great food. And then I actually got kind of drunk on Saturday night because we went out to, you know, the clubs, Burkhart's, Felix, Oscar's, Hideaway, and just had a blast. And then your boy, I don't know what it was, I got attention all weekend. Sit down, guy turns around, he's like, who are you? I'm like, who the hell are you? You know, and he's like, oh, my name is such and such. And then he tells me, when you're trying to pick someone else, don't brag on yourself. brag on the person you're trying to pick up. Not that he wasn't, but he was like, well, you know, I'm kind of famous. Again, who the hell are you? And he's like, well, I'm the CEO of such and such and such, and I run this book company, and I'm in town, and I live in Somerville. Well, I'm glad I didn't go, because Somerville is way, way up far, up 75, and wasn't nobody doing that. And my best friend and his boyfriend was like, you need to go on and go. I'm like, no, I don't need to go with him, and he's doing too much, you know. And then talk to him, but he'd be really nice. He's like, well, you can Google me. I'm not Googling you, you know, because I don't care that much about your fame. He said, well, I'm featured at the Smithsonian, and blah, blah, blah. Okay. And so I finally just turned my back on him. I'm like, okay, I'm done with this. And then we're leaving that bar, going to another bar, and we're walking, and somebody yells out of the truck, hey, you in the marble shirt. It was a print shirt, but it wasn't a marble shirt. I'm trying to say, who, me? He's like, yes, you, come here. And my friends were like, don't go there, they're going to pull you in that truck and kill you. I'm like, no, they're not. And so I went up. He's like, ooh, you the one I need in my life. You the one. He just went on. He wouldn't let me go. I'm like, I might really, really get killed. But they were having fun. I'm like, well, you guys are having a lot of fun. He's like, no, where are you going? I'm going too. I'm like, I'm going with my friends. We're going to hang out here for a second. Then we'll be over here. And I was being real, real, playing hard to get, right? And so he's like, no, you ain't going. No. I'm like, oh, you're really close. I said, find me. We'll be here. We're not going anywhere for a while. And so, thankfully, he didn't find me. But we had some fun there, and I'd never had fun at this one club, but I'd had fun there, and there was people walking around half naked and with painted lion colors on, only in Atlanta, Georgia. And then we went home, and that was just a lot. That was just a lot, and I got to see my friends. Sunday, we didn't do anything because we were tired. We were tired on Sunday. So we just kind of did brunch, and I slept for a good portion of the day. I think we watched television. I think it's what we did on Sunday. And we had brunch. Oh, we went out to dinner and stuff on Sunday. And then Monday, I was going to go home. I was like, well, I'll just come on, go ahead and go home a day early. I get some work done, blah, blah. Yeah, that didn't happen. I went out, met my friends again. Oh, not again. The friends I hadn't seen, like I went to my old job, and I went to, I've met up a friend for lunch, went to another friend's house, seen some other friends, and did this stuff. So it just made me really, really homesick to see everyone, and everybody's doing so well. And, I might be going back a month. Yeah, it's right at a month. I think I'm going to turn my vacation in here this next week, because it was that much. I had that much fun in Atlanta. So if you've never been to Atlanta and you want to go and experience, call me. I'll meet you down there. Because I enjoyed it so much that, I'm chomping at the bit to go back, and, I just might do it. So when we come back, we're going to wrap up and tell you about this virus that they're trying to, bring, back to life so they can study it. This is the 5x5 podcast. We're coming back and wrapping up. My name is David.
A simple rhyme, cause this type of thing happens all the time. Now, what would you do if a stranger said, would you diss them or would you reply? If you answer, there is a chance that you become a victim of circumstance. Am I right, fellas? How the to show and prove you are what you are.
I am what I am.
It just so happens that most men are.
Clam. What you call me? Clam. What you call me?
Seen a dude who's stupid and rude. Whenever he's around, he dogs your mood. I know a guy like that girl. He thinks he's God's gift to the world. You know that kind, excited all the time, with nothing but tracks on the mind. I'm no stun, on me, he can't front. I know the real deal, I know what they want. It's me.
Why?
Because I'm so sexy.
It's me.
What? Don't touch my body,
boy.
Cause you see, I ain't no skeezer. But on a real tip, I think he's a
tramp. What you call me?
It's getting ridiculous. I'm gonna waste my time.
On the first date, he thought I was a dummy. He had the nerve to tell me he loved me. But of course, I knew it was a lie, y'all. He undressed me with his eyeballs, trying to change the whole subject, cause everything he said pertained to sex. So I tipped him, I said, you the sucker. Get your dirty mind out the gutter. You ain't getting paid,
you ain't knocking boo.
You ain't treating me like no prostitute. Then I walked away, he called me a teaser. You're on a mission, kid, yo, he's a
tramp. What you call
tramp?
What you call
tramp? Tramp.
You know, I was going to give this last little story some life, but I'm tired and I'm not feeling well. Because, you know, when you go out of town, because I did so much that I picked up a little something. Although my best friend's boyfriend was sick, and I think he was coughing around me and stuff, so I think he made me sick. And plus, I didn't get a lot of sleep. I didn't sleep well. For some reason, I didn't really sleep good. And then I just think my immune system got low, and the opportunity, it might have been the pieces hit me in the face. I don't know. It could have been that. But I would tell y'all, I will tell you guys more in a bonus episode about what really went down at the strip club. And it'd only be for to people who want to know, because I don't want this to be the 5x5 X-rated at night porno store. Not that it got that serious, but I'm just saying, there's more to the story. So, private episode for those who want to hear it. I'll record it and then email it to those who want to hear the rest of the story. My last night in Atlanta, Georgia, promise you, y'all want to hear what went down. But with that being said, we'll talk about the virus next week. It's not going anywhere. They're not ready to wake it up, so y'all don't need to know too much about it right now. Hopefully by this time next week, Kim Davis's ass will be back in jail, and or impeached, or she has stepped down. Hopefully, and these supporters will come to their senses, which I know they won't. But anyhow, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Let me know when you're going to Atlanta. I might be there for Pride. So I'm thinking about it. It's in my head, so it could happen. Thank you, Mr. Zach, for joining me in the chat room tonight, and for everybody who listens to the 5x5 podcast every week. We'll catch you next time. Have a great weekend. Good night.